Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following is a live, copyrighted presentation of RadioLawTalk.com. And it's time now for Radio Law Talk. And here is your host for the program, Mr. Fred Penny.
Wow.
Wait, let me turn your mic.
I think I've finished. Yeah, you can turn my mic on if you want.
Okay, it's a new thing I'm working on.
Yeah, Cal's like, I'm gonna introduce you a cool introduction to you, but I ain't turning your mic on.
I had to go live this time because of the reboot thing, but yeah, it was live. But.
Cal cut Todd's mic, and the show got demonstratively better.
That's exactly right.
It's like when I played high school football. My coach said, "I'm going to trade you, ask you to go to another school." I said, "Are they sending anybody back for me?" He said, "No, it's an even trade that will strengthen both teams."
I could tell you a story of a high school coach who thought his son was really, really good and sent him up to varsity, and he was a sophomore. And let me tell you, it was the most... Oh my gosh. And then when they said, "Well, I guess we're going to send him back down to the JV," and the JV coach said,
"I don't want
him. No, thanks. You keep him up at varsity."
Yeah.
That's why you got to be a coach and coach your kids so you can just put them in when they're not very good.
They do.
But they do. All the time it happens.
Nothing worse than being a coach's kid because you have to wear that. That's hard.
Well, and I do feel sorry for some of them that are good. But, man, talk about issues.
I think if I was ever a coach, I would coach under my acting stage name of Mark Ashbourne.
Oh,
and
good.
If my son was on the team, I would never tell anybody that's my kid.
Hey, way to get the stage name in there, Fred. That was product placement right
slick.
There.
That was slick. I was good, set man. Up on that one. You know? I mean, that's almost as tricky as when I said my Instagram handle is atoddk, at A-T-O-D-D-K. I mean, like when I said that.
That was subtle.
I'm gonna tell mine.
That was subtle.
Here's my Instagram. Let me see if I even get one new follower. I think because everyone's 45 and older that listens to our program.
I know.
Nobody
I know.
Even knows what Instagram is, but I'm Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, P-E-N-N-E-Y-1. So, let's see if I have one new follower. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, our listeners out there, you know, with the demographic, Instagram. Now, is that run by Western Union?
That is.
Is that going to tap, 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 tap? No, no.
Kel, are you making fun of our listeners?
There is some market opportunity, a singing Instagram.
Okay.
Kel, I wonder if it's not 45 and up. I wonder if it's 65 and up.
Probably.
Yeah, we could always broadcast between hours of 3 and 5, dinner hour at the Sizzler, but go on.
855 Law Radio, or tweet us.
You'd
if you know
nice.
What Twitter is at Radio Law Talk. Give us a call. We're going to do case or no case in a second, but before we do that, we're going to tell you a little bit about us. We are just a couple of lawyers. Myself, I'm a personal injury lawyer. Todd Kunin is a former prosecutor in two states and a criminal lawyer. Denise Dirks, who's not here today, is a family law attorney. And Cal Hunter thinks he's a lawyer and is a former newscaster and a producer and a three-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner.
So I think I'm a producer. I'm not. I think I'm a lawyer. I'm not. I think I'm a good guy. I'm not.
You're an okay guy.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's just I strike out on all
and
of these.
And Cal, tell the listeners, seriously, this is all I'm going to
do. Yeah.
How many kids you have? Tell them.
My wife and I have had 9 children together.
That is phenomenal. 9 children.
And if you see her, you'd never guess it.
That's exactly.
Yeah,
she looks
never
great.
Guess
she
years,
looks
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that Cal could bring children into this world, 9 of them like him.
Yeah, I got to say, we do talk about how Cal's not an attorney and thinks he's a lawyer, but I've lost track of the number of times, if I'm being completely honest, of the number of times we've had a discussion here on Radio Law Talk, and Cal has brought something up, and I have sat there and gone, I never thought of that before, but that makes sense.
A good argument.
Which
that's
is
a pretty darn
thing.
Good argument. Well,
once in a while.
Do you want a job interning? I could use one.
We're going to talk about Weinstein after the case or no case. We're going to talk about Avenatti. Jesse Smollett is indicted. That's an interesting thing. The courtroom antics, actually it's not in the courtroom, but it's at a mediation. This is very interesting what happened between lawyers, and there is a motion before the court to sanction a lawyer as to what he did. We're going to talk about Lori Loughlin, the latest news on that lawsuit. And I'm telling you, to me, this is going to be a major issue. A major issue in the future, and it's just starting. That is transgenders in girls' track.
Athletics.
So athletics, yeah. The issue is transgenders are winning, you know, killing these girls in races. The first lawsuit in Connecticut has been brought up by individual young ladies who are claiming it is not proper to have transgenders running in female events.
Yeah, just as a matter of basic fairness, they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. Right. So, and there's issues of, there's Title IX, believe it or not, Title IX. So I think it's going to be, it's a constitutional fight against a Title IX fight, which Title IX, those of you who don't know what that is, it basically equalized women's sports with men, because before, men got all the scholarships, you know, not all, but most of the scholarships, and then so it kind of balanced it out with the women and men's sports, and now they're bringing it under a Title IX argument. So, anyway, we're going to talk about that. And then before that, we got to talk about case or no case. Cal, roll the second case or no case.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that because I think you'll take some interest in this one, I hope.
It's time to play case or no case.
Yeah! All right, Johnny Bernard was born and raised in New Mexico. His mother, Cherie Bernard, never told Johnny who his father was.
Mm-hmm.
She and Johnny lived out the early days in his life in a trailer on the outskirts of Albuquerque. Johnny, however, one time at the supermarket, saw an issue of the National Enquirer magazine, and on the front was an article that perfectly described his life, he thought. The article was called "My Father is a Space Alien."
Oh.
It told of a mother abducted and impregnated by a space alien named Glimp. That's what he remembered anyway, and that's what she said was the name. This set off a chain of events, including a visit to Area 51 by Johnny, where Cherie worked, by the way, as a cook in the installation's cafeteria. That's his mom. And eventually...
Wait, this is getting better.
Wait.
I love this.
And eventually a visit to famous Wyoming lawyer Gary Spence to see if Mr. Spence could work up a case where the files regarding Area 51 UFO activity could be released.
Oh.
And this was at the beginning of the Bill Clinton's second term in office, October of 1998. And that's all the information I'm going to give you until you tell me case.
Wait.
Or no case. Well, it's interesting. I mean, Bill Clinton, by the way, just so you know, did release most of the UFO files afterward, and I think this may have been one of the events that led to that. It's possible, certainly.
Okay.
So. I think your cats were born through aliens.
So, I'm sensing a conspiracy here. Maybe former President Clinton, hey, it wasn't me, it was your mother. It must have been a space alien. I'll release everything. Go ahead and take a paternity test. You've come from the planet Alpha Beta 5.
Jeez Louise, how did that come out?
I don't know, but I just...
Alpha Beta 5.
Yeah, it's not me.
Go. Alpha Beta was a supermarket.
It was.
Alpha Beta in aisle 5. Anyway, go ahead.
This is worse.
I didn't have this much fun to pigs, eh, Grandma? Okay, I say, boy, this sounds like it's actually a scenario. You mentioned the name Jerry Spence, a Wyoming attorney who is regarded by many as one of the best trial attorneys ever.
Yeah.
And
what?
He has the academy. He's a
big cowboy, bigger than life attorney.
Exactly. And the only reason why I say
smoke
that,
and mirrors.
The only reason why I say that is because he touts himself as that, and he has for so long. I doubt he'd be taking on a case that ran a high likelihood of affecting that record. So
unless he likes publicity,
could be.
Like
so I'm gonna stall for time because we're coming up on our break. And I will give you my final answer when we come back.
You know what? I'm telling you, I can jump it. That's exactly what I thought. Jerry would take this
exactly.
game.
Exactly. I was like, what?
Well, we don't.
Now, like some of the witnesses.
I'm just saying, come on.
All right, we'll be back. Hold on, people. Wait. You're going to hear about the alien.
The answer to Radio Law Talk, and you don't have to wait for one of those space alien shows to hear it. Coming up next, right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rostack here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Give my car wash, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to give my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quicker than the cleanest by far. We're talking pretty skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of claw washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Porter, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack, the scooper up just like that.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
For you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
All right, we're talking about aliens, and I'm making a little tiny bridge here, a little...
Fritz making a fort.
Mug
fort. A Radio Law Talk mug fort.
Hey, so, okay, the aliens. So tell me what happens. Finish your point of what you think about the alien case and whether or not Jerry Spence is the lawyer for the alien guy who his mom, his father was an alien name. What was the alien's name?
Glimp.
Glimp.
Glimp. Yes.
God, it was Limp.
What did he?
Well, that's what she recalled was Glimp. That was her.
Well, they started. They started an alternative rock band called Glimp Biscuit. And okay, that's a bad one. with a glimp. That's what I do. I'm going to say that this is a scenario. I believe that there is a dude out there that thinks all this. I don't think he was ever able to get an attorney to represent him in a lawsuit, but he did get an attorney to help him file a Freedom of Information Act request to get the documentation that he wants. So I'm going to say that it went as far as filing a request under the Freedom of Information Act to get information, but no lawsuit was filed in court.
Okay. Fair enough. Mr. Penny, what say you about the sad case of Johnny Bernard looking in space for his father?
Albuquerque, New Mexico, yeah. Johnny Bernard, yeah. Aliens, yeah. All add up.
Area
it
51.
All adds up. Yeah. Area 51. And yeah. Let me tell you, I can't talk about some. I know a guy that has an actual shop near Area 51.
Yes.
And it's interesting. What he does for a living, I can't say. I don't want to talk about it on the air, but it's very interesting.
We could if you wanted to pay us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know what I'm talking about,
right,
Cal.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Exactly, I do.
And the interesting thing here is it's going to be short because I agree with Todd 100%. There's no way that a lawyer would take this case, and especially Jerry Spence. But it is a scenario. This guy truly thought that he was the alien's son. And what happened after that, I don't know. And it's a story that Cal read while he was sitting on the toilet.
Or perhaps in the line at the store, at the you know, the supermarket. Safeway.
Hey, give us our points.
Clint pays his child support. By paying an intergalactic credit, it's not my fault. They're not exchangeable in your currency.
Wait a minute, Martian croutons. Okay.
It's a cryptocurrency. Come on.
You say this is a case or a scenario. That
No, it's not a case. It's a scenario.
Those of you who say it's a scenario, that would be okay. Fred and Todd.
What? You made the whole thing up? Wait a minute. We said no case, so we get a point.
I made the whole thing up.
I know, but we said no case.
And I used Bill Clinton as a red herring. So it was absolutely just made up from whole cloth.
Let me get this straight. So you're convinced.
Now, there may be a guy.
But
in the
history of the country, there has not been some wingnut out there who thought that his dad was an alien.
I'm sure. I'm not saying it's not possible.
Where did you come up with the name Glimp?
When I was in third grade, I was in a play in high school, in grade school, and a Martian came, and his words that he spoke on stage were Glimp, Glolly, Womp, Glue. So I just remembered Glimp from that. And Johnny Bernard, by the way, God rest his soul, was my best friend in high school. I wanted to pay homage to that can BS my way.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And there you have it, folks. Don't worry. Next time, we're going to give Fred a chance because we have another story on case or no case. You stay tuned.
Well, I think that I thought we should have got. We said it was no case and it wasn't a case.
Well, said it was no case. Here's why if I had to side with Cal that we get no points, it's for this.
Why don't we just shut up and say no case? We don't have to say scenario. Do we get points about the scenario? We don't.
Yeah, that's right. Like I said,
we should say no case. Shut up!
Because the premise for your decision was flawed in that it was on a scenario.
My premise that it was not a case is flawed? That it was not a case? All right, whatever.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Well, speaking of aliens, we're here talking about the Weinstein trial. We got to finish up with that.
Glimp! I like that.
Yeah. That glimp. Okay, let's talk about Weinstein.
Oh, come on. That was
Please go back and listen to our podcast. And those of you who have already shut off your radio.
By the way, we've been mispronouncing his name. I believe it's Gleinstein. Gleinstein with a P at the end and a GL in the front.
Wow.
Well, at least Glimp wasn't charged with assault by the waitress, which, you know, this...
Or by the aliens.
Yes. But didn't you like the twist where the mom worked in the kitchen at Area 51? Come on.
That was great.
And you're listening to great radio glop talk, and we're just going to stick with this.
Sure.
Why not? Fred, what do we have?
Can we continue on,
please?
All right. Let's go on to the prosecution. We were talking about the first hour, the Weinstein case, and we're not going to go back over it again. We're now talking about prosecution they have their closing argument, and they're basically claiming this is an abusive person. But before we do that, I wanted to just to note a few extra things that the defense did in their closing argument first. I'm jumping already ahead to the prosecution, that they did first before we get to the prosecution.
Before we talk about that, the one thing before they closed, sure, that some people raised an eyebrow at, but if, you know, most defense attorneys do this, Mr. Weinstein did not testify in the trial.
Right.
Now, oftentimes juries, they want to hear from the defendant, but really, if you think about it, what could a defendant say if they testified that the jury can't already get by implication? They're not going to say I'm guilty because we're doing a trial because you've pled not guilty. We pretty much assume that's what you're going to say. And so really, the risk reward of putting your client on the stand, whatever benefit you can get is far outweighed by the fact that your client may say something stupid.
I believe jurors want to look them in the eye and hear their own voice and hear from them and try to become almost, not psychic's not a good word, but try to determine their character type. You're just watching them.
But that's not our Constitution, though.
No, I'm not saying they have to. I'm just saying why I think a jury would want them to.
I'm glad you talked about that, because when we talk about closing arguments, this beyond reasonable doubt thing is going to come up, and that's when I want to talk about what Cal just
said. But we're going to talk about some very interesting things, including the first thing defense tells the jury in the closing argument is, use your New York City common sense. That's the first thing that is told. So I don't know what that means, but that's the first thing that is told.
Wait a minute. Somebody said New York City and common sense in the same word?
We're not in New York yet,
right? We're not in that market. It's okay.
Oh, we're not in the market? All right, let's go for it. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here. No matter where you're from, use your common sense and stay tuned, because there's more of the program coming right up. Number one.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
And the Ad Council.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So we're talking about Weinstein. We're going to go into the closing arguments by the defense and some interesting things.
Closing arguments by the defense, and some of you, again, we talked about this before, who maybe think, well, wait a minute, doesn't the prosecution go first? Again, in some states, the prosecution goes first, but in New York, the defense gives closing arguments first, and then the prosecution finishes. They don't do a 1-2-1, it's just defense, prosecution, done.
Done. And so this is on a Thursday, and then Friday, which was yesterday, the prosecution lays their they already laid their case out. They have their closing arguments. And then they take a recess for next week. The jury has all week to think about it. They're not supposed to. They're told, you're supposed to go home and be normal. But when you come back next week, next Tuesday, you're going to discuss it and try to make a decision. So what does defense say? Defense stands up and says, like I said during the break, be New Yorkers and use your common sense. And it's important for you, the argument is by defense, by Harvey Weinstein's defense, is if you have any doubt, if it's beyond a reasonable doubt, don't forget, they go into the beyond a reasonable doubt issue, that you can't just say, they're probably guilty. No, it's got to be beyond a reasonable doubt. We've discussed that many times. We don't want to get into that. But they said, be brave and say not guilty. Because they go into a number of things, saying he is not the monster that you, as in, over on the other side, or that the media has portrayed him to be. You have to go by the facts that were presented to you, not by the media or the sensationalism. And this is what prosecutors, I mean, and defense people say a lot. I'm sure you have too, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like the person. We're not like him. And we're okay with you not liking him. That doesn't mean he's guilty. And that's the thing that the defense sat there and hammered on. And then they go on and say every single one of these women, and the closing argument is by his lawyer, who's a woman.
Yes.
Every single one of these women reached out and asked for these things from Harvey. She brought up an important point, and she makes some great arguments. And we're going to, whether you disagree or agree, we're going to talk about some really good arguments she made, which is, he didn't reach out to them. They reached out to him.
But you made a great, I think you kind of scratched on a great area here, Fred, and that is, you don't have to like this guy. Do lawyers, and either of you, you both tried a lot of cases, do you ever look at the jury and say, you don't have to like me, just listen to what I'm saying? Because I don't think, having covered a lot of cases in the courtroom, I don't think juries like a lot of attorneys. They resent the fact that they're there in most cases, taking their time. Do you ever say to them, please don't pay attention to whether you like me or not, just listen to what I'm saying, or something like that?
No, Cal, I never do that because they always love me. The juries love me.
Oh, well,
so I just say, hey, just because you like me,
course,
give me the verdict.
Of course.
That's what's the complete opposite. No, I never do that, Cal. I can't believe you questioned that they didn't like me.
I didn't mean you personally. I meant in generic.
Todd, they all like you too, right?
Well, they sure.
Go with that.
Here's the thing. As a defense attorney, if you have to cross-examine a victim on the stand and you have to get into things that they said that are uncomfortable, and then the victim starts crying, what is the typical reaction when you see one person talking to another person and the other person is being made to cry? You immediately think that they're being beat up upon. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is. You look at it and you go, my heart goes out to them. That's sometimes a difficult thing for a defense attorney to overcome.
But here's another issue. So they also argue, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, this is Weinstein's attorney, it's about two women, Miss Haley and Miss Mann. It's not about the other four. Remember that those two are the two you're looking at, whether you believe them or not. And then she argues, it's not an issue with those other four prior bad acts testimonies. Now, you could take that into consideration, obviously, but she's basically saying it's about Miss Haley and Miss Mann. And this is what she says that I said to myself, and I wrote on my notes next to it, I wouldn't have said it just like that. And she says, quote, in the end, it comes down to those two. The lawyer said, this is the lawyer that said, about Haley and Mann, quote, if you don't believe Miss Haley or Miss Mann, you don't have to evaluate anything else. What I would have said there, and again, this is armchair quarterback. By the way, this closing argument was phenomenal. I would have gone on and said, even if you do believe some other stuff they say, was it beyond a reasonable doubt that there's some doubt some stuff was not true? Even if you do believe some of it. See what I'm saying? So I would have put in, because she basically said, if you don't believe them, you know, then, you know, that's too extreme. You know what I'm saying?
And you have to remember, the argument before the trial, the pretrial motions, when the prosecution said, look, we are calling these people for their past experiences. They're not in the complaint, but we're calling them for their motive. The defense specifically argued to the court, if you let those people testify, the jury is going to try to convict my client of offenses against Haley and Mann, and they're going to do it because they don't like his conduct against these people that he introduced for motive. And the judge said, well, I think the jury will be able to understand that this is only being used to show motive and scheme, and they'll know that it's for, that this isn't being offered as a, if he did it here, he did it here. It's just to show his modus operandi, so to speak. They won't convict him because they don't like this, that just using it for that. Well, if the judge makes that ruling, then the defense has to remind the jury that's the only reason this stuff came in. The only reason. And if you don't believe man, right. And Haley,
doesn't matter.
None of that stuff matters.
And here's the thing: that then what she comes in with, that's a little bit soft. Believe it or not, that's
it is.
Soft. Then she starts hammering. Here's the hammer: Miss Haley, quote, is a flirtatious person. And man, she goes on to Miss Mann and says she has been used by the state of New York and the prosecution. And she says, I feel sorry for Miss Mann. She is a victim of the state of New York. Wow, what a great argument. I think, and again, we're lawyers here talking about the argument. What a great argument that is. Then she goes in and says the following, more hammer. Now the hammer's getting heavier. Hammer. Both women, she said, used Weinstein to benefit their career. And as of Miss Mann, she made a choice that she wants to be in this world, that is this career, this world of Hollywood type of world. And she made the choice that he could have potentially provided her stuff that she wanted.
Doesn't
and
it sound to you, Todd, that she wants it both ways, that she's saying... don't victimize. This person's been made a victim, but let's beat up this alleged victim. I mean, it's like...
When you say she, the prosecutor?
Yeah,
or the defense attorney?
The defense attorney saying, yeah, well, I mean, I could be wrong, but it sounds to me like that's two different things came out of her mouth.
The brilliance that I see in this argument, and it's because when you're talking to a jury like that, you're concerned that the jury's going to face this dichotomy that doesn't really exist, which is, if I acquit Harvey Weinstein, then I have to admit that this person is not a victim of anything. And now, because of this argument, they are allowing the jury to say, hey, you can acquit Weinstein and still view her as a victim. It's just she's not a victim of Weinstein. She's a victim of the state. And now, mentally, they're allowed to have that, both of those things, where I can still accept her as a victim and acquit Harvey Weinstein.
That was pretty smart.
I think that's brilliant the way she does that.
She talks about, look, now prosecution is going to be able to get up. Just remember, I can't say anything after that. I'm done. Remember, she kind of insinuates that's not fair, but that's the way the process is. And she said she's going to be a tiny bit loud, and she's going to have the last word, and she's going to draw on your emotions. Don't let her do that. And she goes into that, and she does the final kind of like... boom. And it's an interesting thing. She gets into women and women's rights, kind of. I'm not going to say rights, but how women are treated. And she plays the kind of the prosecution and New York as victimizing women, that they cannot make their own decisions when they come in and do things like this, that women, it's stripping women of any ability to make their own decisions, stripping women of the choices they make, and labeling it as something else. Man, she's hammer, big hammers. Go ahead.
Well,
you had a question.
Well, the only thing I was going to say is the arguments that you've heard her make is exactly why Weinstein wanted a female to make the argument as opposed to a male, because if a male is making these arguments, it comes off as too paternalistic, biased. It wouldn't work.
Great point.
Yeah, well, quick point. We have 30 seconds, really quick. The final things, and we'll get into what the prosecution says. You don't have to like Mr. Weinstein. This is not a popularity contest. And you, she says, are the last line of defense in this country from an overzealous media. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about what prosecution has to say.
It'll be interesting how the jury responds to all of that. I guess we'll find out in time. In the meantime, speaking of time, we're out of it for this segment. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Amargosa Valley.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
I went to fist bump him and he, Todd, and he ignored me.
I left him hanging on the fist. Okay, I'll give you the fist bump back. Okay.
You wanted to bring something up that we ended with. We're going to start with the prosecution's closing argument. You said, I got to say something else.
Yeah, because, look, they can't get around in this case that you're dealing with something that is claimed to be a part and parcel of the Hollywood experience and what goes on in the acting world, or allegedly goes on in the acting world. And so this defense attorney weaved in a Hollywood-type metaphor in explaining this. And she said, I quote, "The assistant district attorneys are the producers in this case, and they are writing the script. In their universe, women are not responsible for the parties they attend, for the men they flirt with, for the jobs that they ask for help with. In this script, the powerful man is the villain, and he's so unattractive and large that no woman would want to sleep with him voluntarily." Now, I'm just going to put aside whether or not that argument makes sense, whether it's supported by the facts or what have you, if it is a defense or not. All I'm saying is, rather than getting up and blandly stating as part of the defense, this is the evidence, do this, do this, she weaves it into something, a story, in hopes that people can identify. And in my opinion, it's a brilliant move to try to illustrate the point, because it's something that people can identify with, because we've all seen movies, we all know that. This was just very well done on her part, just from a trial tactic standpoint. I guess we'll... It remains to be seen whether or not it was effective. Jury starts deliberating Tuesday. But they heard the prosecution's
argument. The prosecution stands up, and guess how they start out?
Oh,
they start out right at the beginning. They said he's an abusive rapist. First thing they said. Now, one of the first main things they said. They said he manipulated women in order that who were first coming into the industry because of his power. But here's the interesting thing, that all these scenarios they use, I think, are interesting. And again, as lawyers, we know this is serious, but as lawyers, we look at the tactics. He is, quote, the closing argument said, the lawyer for the prosecution, he is, quote, the master of his universe, and the witness here were really ants whom he could step on without consequences. Yikes. And he talks about, and she goes into about how he stays in touch with them. They have to come up with the argument. How are they going to overcome the argument that these women, especially Miss Mann, you know, said this, brought these horrible allegations, and then continued to go out with them and be his friend. And basically their argument there was he kept in touch with them as a check. In other words, they're like a little check to make sure they would not make accusations against them. In other words, kind of held them captive as a friend or girlfriend and stay close with them.
Right, to just keep a tether on them and make sure they don't get away and tell what's really going on. But the question is the defense implying indirectly here that if you wish to be in the movie industry, the casting couch is how the game is played, and that's you make the choice, then there is that kind of what she's saying? Because I don't think that'll
fall
well on the jury's ear, will it?
Yeah, but we're talking about the prosecution now, but that's the prosecution has to get around that, Cal.
Right, that's my point.
How are they
going
to get around that 855-LAW-RADIO, if you want to call in? Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. But they have to... The gorilla in the room is exactly what you said, Cal. They not only voluntarily, their argument is defense, they voluntarily had relationships with him, was what their argument is, and not only that, kept going after that.
Right.
So that's why they have to say that's his M.O. That was the prosecution's argument. That's the M.O., ladies and gentlemen, the jury. That's the little, he kept a little check on them to make sure he controlled. And that's kind of what they were getting at.
And I would say that to talk about the prosecution's argument and how it ties with your question, Cal, would be this. The crime here should be that Weinstein, and the element should be that Weinstein acted in a way that deprived the women of an actual choice whether or not to engage in sexual activity with him. That is the way that the jury instruction, everything should be written. They were adults, and he deprived them of an actual choice through actual force. They could not get away. It should not be, this is the defense argument, it should not be he deprived them of a palatable choice, because if they decided not to, then their career would go away. Things would be unpleasant if they didn't. That is, you still have the choice, you just don't necessarily like the consequences if you don't. That seems to be the defense argument, and the key distinction between those two. And, look, the allegations, you're talking about all this, but the allegation here from these women isn't, man testified that she engaged in activity with him, or he towards her, and she didn't want to do it, and he forced himself on her. So they're arguing, the prosecution is arguing that this was a deprivation of actual choice. So the jury shouldn't be confused to think, well, I don't think it was that, but boy, it was still unpalatable, so we'll convict anyway. If that's their thought process, no, you shouldn't convict. So
yeah, she goes on and says, and this is, I put, good argument. This really, the prosecution, and it's Miss Aluzzi, Miss Aluzzi is the prosecutor that is handling these closing arguments. The question for you is not whether Jessica Mann made a bad decision, and Cal and I talked about this earlier. She said it's when talking about Mann's relationship concerning Weinstein. Did she make a bad decision? And their argument is, that's not the issue. The issue is whether Miss Mann is lying about what happened. And if she's telling you the truth, then these allegations are true. And that's what she's, that's how she diverts and goes around the issue that, you know what, yeah, she made bad decisions. We're owning it. And she even says she owns her behavior. 3 days was worth of testifying.
Yeah.
She owned all the bad things that she did or things that she messed up on. She owned it. And so that's a good way to say, you're right, but that still doesn't mean she wasn't assaulted.
That's true. I think the most difficult thing going forward at this point is whether or not the jury can maintain the discipline of applying the right standard beyond reasonable doubt. And it's because we don't normally do that. If I get an argument with my kids, it's just like, okay, who do I believe more? Do you? You. And it's that is the basis by which we handle so many arguments these days, that asking a jury of 12 people to shift from the way they handle arguments probably 95% of the time to this standard is difficult, and they shift and they fall back into what they normally do. It's going to be a test to their discipline.
Now, doesn't this just prove the point that usually in most cases, Fred and Todd, that there's not an obvious, clear delineation, that none of these things are clean? You go in and it's just not cut, dried, boom, boom, boom. It is some sort of gray area in between, not a binary choice for a jury. Is that
well, I would say that if it were cut and clean like that, you could probably try these cases with a computer. Just input the evidence, and whatever the computer says, that's the verdict. So you're right. It is judging credibility, and it's never clean.
Wow.
Interesting.
I got a new business now. You just gave us all a good business tip.
A computer
lawyer.
I don't know. If it's the same algorithm that got us booted from Twitter because we even posted about Weinstein, I'm not certain I trust that.
Anyway.
AI legal firm. Huh?
Yes. AI.
We're ending this. So that's Weinstein. We're going to follow up with you next week. We're going to discuss it. Really quickly, Michael Avenatti. Let's just cut to this really quick. We've talked about it in the past. Go to our podcast. He was just found guilty and convicted on Friday of basically attempting to shake down Nike. They found him guilty of extortion, attempted extortion, honest service fraud, and the related use, which is called interstate communications. And so he's going to do some time.
Essentially, the jury has said, Michael, you have been naughty. You are Avenatti.
And he faces a long prison.
Well, see here, this is what's the interesting thing. It's not just that what I wanted to bring up. He is also trailing on another trial in New York, April 21st, on stealing allegedly $300,000 from Ms. Daniels. And then in California, a third federal trial in California, where he's accused of ripping off other clients that he had. One who was, they're claiming, was a paraplegic. And so this guy has got a lot more cases to go.
He's looking at 42 years for the conviction he just suffered, maximum, and he still has two left to go.
Well, we're going to be back the third hour. Join us, and if you want to call in 855 Law Radio, we're going to talk about Jussie Smollett. We've got to talk to you about what happened in the mediation, what a lawyer did to another lawyer. That's the best when we come back. Cal, take us out.
All right, folks, stay tuned here. You are listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com or on your favorite radio station. We're not picky about which. We're just glad you're listening and invite you to stay tuned because another hour is coming right up. Don't go away.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks.
Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.